Katz Tzadi Vavam Beis, right after a few, right after the Mishnah, Itmar, the third line after the Mishnah, Itmar Rabba Omar Kaidim Shchita Lachar Shchita Shaninu. Rabba says that that which we in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva made a chiluk, that sometimes if a pesach gets lost and is found, it itself becomes a shlamim if it was already replaced, and sometimes since it was pushed away, it became dochui, so it itself doesn't have a krova. Rather, we send it to pasture till it gets a mom, we sell it and we use its money to purchase a shlamim. So Rabba says that the cutoff line is kaidem shchita la'achar shchita shaninu. If it was found before the shchita, so then it had the ability of being brought, because since you found it, so now you have both animals in front of you, and you chose to shecht one and therefore push away the second one, so then it needs to be roya. It doesn't have akrava as a shlom since you pushed it away via da'im. And if it was found la'achar shchita, so at the time of the shchita you had no choice to bring it because it was still lost, so then you never push it away by da'im, and then it itself becomes a shlamim. You don't have to sell it, you could bring it itself as a carbon. Reb Zeira Amar, Reb Zeira says no, the cutoff is not the shchita, but rather because the time that a carbon pesach gets its ability to become a carbon pesach is chatzais. That's the time that the chiyuv begins. So if it was lost and found before chatzos, so when chatzos hits, it becomes roi for a karban pesach, and therefore you have two animals that are roi for a karban pesach. You only opted to use one of them, so you push the other one away by yadayim. So therefore, it has to pass until it gets a mum, and then you sell it. You bring its money as a karban. Masha enkin, if you find it after chatzos. So then, b'shas chatzos it was lost, so it never became roi for a pesach. So even afterwards, when you find it, it was never. It's not considered that it was roi for a pesach, and you pushed it away. It was considered that it wasn't roi, and therefore it itself becomes a shlamim, and you could bring it itself. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira, according to Reb Zeira, who says that it's talking chatzos. Hakatani kaidim shchita asa pesach. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says if it was found before the shchita, it's mashma like Rabba. As long as it was found before the shchita, it's no good. Only if it was found after the shchita, it's okay. Says the Gemara, Ema, according to Reb Zeira, say that pshat in the Mishnah is kaidim zman shchita asa pesach, not before the shchita of the karban pesach, but rather before the zman of the shchita, which begins at chatzos. Now the Gemara says kitanoi. This machlokes is Rabba and Zeira, if it's tali in chatzos or in the zman of shchita, is a machlokes tanoim. Because the Brisa says haPesach shenimtza kodem shchita yira la'achar shchita yikrov. The Tanakhama of the Brisa says if the carbon pesach was lost, was replaced by another one, and then the first one was found. So if it was found before the shchita of the second one, so then at the time of the shchita you pushed it away by a dime, so it has to pass until it gets a mum and be sold. La'achar shchita, whereas if it wasn't found till after shchita, then yikrov, then it itself could be brought as a shlamim. So that's like Rabba that it's told in the shchita. Rabbi Yezer Oimer, koyim chatzos yira la'achar chatzos yikrov, that it's not told in if it was found before the shchita or after the shchita. Rather, it's told in if it was found before chatzos. So then, at the time that it was found, it was roy to become a karban pesach because it was there by chatzos. And you push it away afterwards, therefore it has to be Yireh. Mashenken, who was found la'achar chatzos, then the halacha is Yikriv, then it itself could be Karuv. Then the Mishnah said that not only is this chiluk true by the Karban Pesach itself that was lost, but if you take this Karban Pesach and you make it into a Tmura, which means to say you try to transfer the Kedusha of this Behemah onto another Behemah, so the same way that the Karban Pesach itself, if it was found either before Chatzos or before the Shchita, is going to be roya, so what in the tumor that you make from it is going to be roya. Masha Eken, if it was found after the shchita or after chatzos, like the other man amar, so then the tumor that you make from it, the same way that the source animal is going to be karav as a shlamim, so to the tumor is going to be karav as a shlamim. So amar Rabba said, lo yishanu elo shenimtza achar shchita v'heimer ba achar shchita. Rabba said, according to the first lashon of Rabba, that this is only true if the animal, the Karban Pesach that was lost, was found after the Shechita. So it itself, like we just learned in the previous Gemara, never became Dachoi. It's right to be a Karban. So since the source animal is right to be a Karban, so Vehemer Bayach HaShechita, and then you made a Temura after the Shechita. So just like the source animal is right to be a Karban, so to the animal that you tried to transfer the Kedusha onto is also right to be a Karban, and therefore both are carved as a Shlomim. I will nimtza kaidim shechita, if the original Karban Pesach was found before the shechita, vehemer bayach shechita, and you waited till after the shechita, till you made a temura, so rabal the shechita, so as long as the source animal was found before the shechita, that original Karban Pesach is going to be puzzle. It will not have akrava, it has to be raya. So now, even though the temura never became a temura until afterwards, you never made it into a Tumor until after the Shechita, so the Tumor was never Roy to be a Karban Pesach. So maybe one might say that the Tumor was never Dachu be Adam, you never pushed the Tumor away because it was never Roy to be a Karban Pesach in the first place, you were only Makdash it after the Shechita. Nonetheless, Tumor also Mekaya Kedusha the Chuya Kaasa. Since the Kedusha of the Tumor came from an animal that was the Chuya, that was pushed away, so a Tumor always gets its Kedusha from its source. Since the source is a messed up kedusha, kedusha dechuya, so this tamura, even though it itself was never dachu, was never pushed away, nonetheless, it itself, v'loy karva, will not have akrava. Esei Abaye, on that Abaye asked Rabba, Pasuk says in the parash of Shlomim, im kesev, so it says if a person brings a karm shlomim, so it says if it's from the tzoin, then the following are the halachis, and then it says im kesev. If it's a lamb, then you bring these emurim, and if it's a goat, you bring those emurim. Now, tzayin is always, by definition, either a lamb or a goat. So, if it says right away, minat tzayin, it doesn't have to say afterwards, im kesev. It could just say the first parasha, stam, and then afterwards, the second parasha could say, im mina'ez. So, you know, obviously, by process of elimination, if the second parasha is talking about a goat, then obviously the first parasha of tzayin must be talking about a sheep, because that's the only two species of tzayin we have. So these words im kesev are extra. So the Chazal darshan im kesev matayim aloymar. So this im kesev is extra. So what's it coming to teach us? Rashi over here says two possible pshatim in the Brisa. Either the word im is extra or the word kesev is extra, like we just explained. So either way, what's that teaching us? Im kesev l'rabba is tmura sa pesach, that is coming to be marba, the tmura that someone tried to make from a karban pesach, you try to exchange the kedusha from one animal to the other, akar pesach, shekar v'shlomim, that is brought as a shlomim. Because this is the parasha shlomim, we have a rebu of im kesev to say that there's another type of shlomim, which is the tmura sa pesach that was made after pesach, after the zman of the pesach, that it's karav as a shlomim. Hechi dami, what's the case of tmura sa pesach, akar pesach, that the Brisa is referring to? That the original one wasn't found till after the Shechita, and therefore, obviously, you didn't make a tmura until after the Shechita of the other Karban Pesach. Pshita, obviously, it's a Shlomim. Lama Likra, why do you need a Pasuk for that? Because a Pesach that wasn't found till after the Shechita is a regular Karban Shlomim. So it's just like any other Karban Shlomim that you made a tmura from, and we know the tmura of an Ayla is an Ayla, the tmura of a Shlomim is a Shlomim. So you don't need a special Pasuk to tell me the tmura of a Pesach becomes a Shlomim. The Pesach that you were Meimer was a Shlomim already. So Lama Likra, Elalav must be that the Chiddush of the Pasuk is Shenim Tzakaitim Shechita Vehemer Bayachar Shechita. The source animal was found before the Shechita. You only made a tmura after the Shechita. So you might have thought to say, like Rabba, that since the source animal kedusha dechuya, so maybe who adin the tmura is not brought, and that's what the pasuk is coming to say. Not like Rabba, that since the tmura was never pushed off, because the tmura was only made afterwards, therefore the tmura is brought as a shlomim. So we have a beferish and drasha, not like Rabba. Says the Gemara loy. No, that's not pshat. The oedem shenim she'achas shechita, the source animal was only found after the shechita, the hemer ba'achas shechita, and therefore obviously the tmura was as well done only after the shechita. Ukras bach the ba'alma. Are you going to ask me why do you need a pasuk for its pasuk that if the source animal is a shlomim, because the pasuk that was found after the shechita is automatically a shlomim, so obviously the tmur is a shlomim. Teretz is, you're right, you don't need a pasuk for this. This pasuk is only an asmachta. Elakrola mayalsa. So what's the ikr pshat in the pasuk if it's an asmachta? Obviously, midaraisa, that's not what the pasuk is coming for. So what then is the extra words in kesev coming to tell us? Says the Gemara, l'chidetanya. Like we said in the following brisa, kesev, like we explained before, the words im kesev are extra, so this brisa splits it up further. It's going to make two drushes, one from kesev and one from im. So kesev, and the fact that it says kesev, which is extra, l'rabis is a pesach la'alya. Because this is the parasha shlomim, and it says which emurim are brought from the garbage shlomim. So it says if it's a sheep, as opposed to a par or a goat, so then, in addition to the regular emurim, it also you bring the tail. By every other animal, a goat, a calf, a par, you don't bring the tail. But a kesev, when it is brought as a carbon shlomim, or a carbon chatos, so then part of the emurim is the tail. So you would think that it's only by the shlomim that's made out of a kesev. But this extra word of kesev is coming to say the rabbis of the pesach la'alya, that there's another carbon as well, that when it's a sheep you have to bring the tail, which is if you bring a carbon pesach. Kishu omer im kesev, and then it says an extra word im. So that's coming, the rabbis pesach she'over shnasa, that's coming to include a pesach that passed the year, so now it's no longer kosher as a pesach, so it becomes a meisah pesach, and it's brought as a shlomim. Or shlomim abay machas pesach, or these shlomims that come because of pesach, which Rashi has to pshat them over here. Either that means a meisar pesach, let's say you lost it and then you found it afterwards, or any other reason the bialim died, any other reason that it's not brought. So we learned before that a meisar pesach becomes a shlomim. Or a second pshat is that it's referring to the chagigas yedal, the shlomim that comes together with the karm pesach, which is the chagigas yedal that we discussed before. So either way, this is a shlomim, but since it's a different type of shlomim, you might think that it doesn't have aliyah, so that's why the extra word im comes to say that this Pesach as well has l'chol mitzvah shlomim, even though it came from a Pesach initially, nonetheless, it has all the rules of a shlomim that a Karban Pesach doesn't have, which are shetu'un and smicha. You have to do smicha on the Karban before you shecht it, just like a regular shlomim as opposed to a Karban Pesach, which doesn't have smicha. Unisachim, it comes along with Nisachim, with the mincha of seiles and oil and wine to pour on the mizbeach. Utnuvas chazav v'shoik, the chazav v'shoik of the animal, the breast and the thigh are waved and then given to the kohen. All these things that are by a regular shlomim, not by a pesach, but these carbon pesachs that transformed into a shlomim, so now they have the regular rules of a shlomim, and that's what the im tells us. Kishu oimer, and then when the next parsha begins the imeis karbonoi, hifsek inyan. So the fact that the Torah split it into a separate parsha that's coming to be mafsik limei to teach us ala eis she'ena tu una alya, that a goat doesn't have its tail brought up on the mizbeach as part of its emurim. This is a halacha only by a sheep, but a goat would not have that, and that's why the Torah split it into a separate parsha. Ikudem asila ratio. Some explain that which Rabbah said on the ratio. Which means until now we're saying that Rava said that even that the Sefer, which is talking about the Tmur that is Karuv, is only Karuv when the source animal was found afterwards. However, according to the second Lashon, Rava was going on the Reisha. The Reisha says, HaPesach Shenimtza Kodem Shechitas HaPesach, if the Karuv Pesach was found before, so then the source animal's Yirad Sheyistoiv, then it has to pasture until it gets a Mum. The imacher, and then you sell it. The yavi v'damim shlomim, and use the money to buy shlomim. The chen tmur also. So what in the tmur of that carbon pesach that was found before the shechita as well? It itself is not karev. Rather, you sell it after it gets a mum, and you use the money to purchase a shlomim. On that, amar rabba loishanu oshenim tzakadim shechita. The hemer by kadim shechita. That which we said that if the source animal was found before the shechita, so its tmur doesn't have akrava. That's only if you made the tmur before the shechita as well. If the source animal was found before the shechita, the hamer by achas shechita. So even though it was found before the shechita, if lemaisa you didn't make a tmura until after the shechita, so then the halacha is tmura also kreva shlomim. Then the tmura could be brought as a shlomim, because like we explained before, the havamin of the first lashon is the maskana of this lashon, that even though the source animal was pushed away, this tmura was never really to be a pesach, so it was never pushed away by a dime, so it doesn't have the psul of dachui. It itself, from the moment you were makdish it was already after the hakrava, so from the moment you were makdish it was slated to be a shlomim the whole time, it was never dachui, and therefore it itself could be brought as a shlomim. My taima, what's the reason that it itself is brought as a karm shlomim and it's not possible? Because ki kava shchita, Because at the time that Shechit is Kaveya, because again, this is Rabbi Lashitasi in the first Gemara that we started with today, that the cutoff line is before the Shechita and after the Shechita. So at the time of the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, that was the replacement Karban Pesach, which is Kaveya, all the other ones to be Dacha B'Yadayim, Midi L'Chazilei. It's only Kaveya at that time, something that was Roy to be a Karban Pesach. Midi L'Chazilei, but something that wasn't Roy, for example, this Tamura, it wasn't Roy at the time because you weren't Makdashin at the time. You were only Makdashin afterwards. So therefore, like Kaveh, it was never Kaveh, and therefore was never pushed away, so it never became possible. And it itself could be brought as a Shlomim. Esve Abaye, from the same Bryce that we quoted before, Im Kesev Matam Aloymar, what do you learn with these extra words in Kesev? The rabbis, Tumuras HaPesach, Akar Pesach Shekar Shlomim. The Tumur of Akar Pesach, if you were only mated a tamura after the carbon pesach was brought, after the replacement animal was brought, so then this tamura becomes a shlomim. Yochel, the Brisa continues, I may think, aflifnei pesach, the same way that a tamura sapesach after pesach is brought as a shlomim, so what in the tamura sapesach before the zman of the shechita sapesach as well, the tamura should be brought as a shlomim. Tamar leimar, who? So it says in the pasuk, who? Which is a miyat, it and not something else, which teaches us who karav and tmurase krevo, that it is karav and its tmur is not karav, which teaches us that there is a tmur that is not karav, which is the tmur of the carbon pesach that was found before the shechita, that since the source animal is pasul, so hu adin, the tmur of that source animal is also going to be pasul. So heki dami, what's the case of the brisa that we're excluding that a tmur is not brought, if you found the original lost animal before the shechita and you made a tamura out of it before the shechita pshita, obviously the tamura is not going to be brought, because the same way that the source animal was dacha b'yadayim, so the tamura as well, b'shas the shechita was around and it had the ability to be brought and you were dacha it b'yadayim as well, so it is possible the same way the source animal is possible. Lamali Kra, you don't need a meat in the possible to teach us that it's not kariv. It's obviously not kariv. Elalav must be shanimsa kaidim shchita vehemir bai achas shchita, that the source animal was found before shchita, but you didn't make a tamura out of it until after the shchita. So then you might have thought to say that since the tamura was never dachli, the tamura could be brought. Kamash malam. That since the tumura only came mikayach a kedusha dechuya, so the tumura automatically can't be brought because its source was a kedusha dechuya, was a pasul kedusha. So the kedusha that it received from its source is a messed up kedusha, and it itself can never be brought. So that's a riot to the first lashon of Rabba and a kasha to the second lashon of Rabba. So says the gemara, tiyuf to the Rabba, tiyuf to so the kasha on the second lashon of Rabba. Amr Shmuel says Shmuel koch shebechatas meisa. Wherever a carbon chatos is possible and it has a din to go lemisa that we starve it to death, so then the pesach karav shlomim. So then the parallel situation by a carbon pesach, that carbon pesach will become a shlomim. V'chol shebechatos roya, wherever by a carbon chatos the halacha is not that it starved to death, but rather it pastures till it gets a mum and then you use the money. So then the pesach nami roya. So by a carbon pesach as well, the halacha is that it's roya. So Rashi tells us that over here, it's not any logic that one's learned from the other, it's just the simon. Karban Pesach is learned from its mekaris, like we just said before. There's a mir of who, there's a ribu of imkesev. Chatas, as we know, is a halacha l'mosh misinai, sometimes it's mezon, sometimes it's roya. He's not learning one from the other, it's just a simon. If you want to know in which cases a Karban Pesach is karav, and which cases a Karban Pesach is roya, so the rule is, kol shebechatas mesa. Then the pesach karav shlomim, kol shebechat is raya. So then the pesach nami raya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein a pesach karav shlomim." No, a pesach cannot become a shlomim elosh nimtza achar shchita unless it was found after shchita. Avo kaidim shchita was found before shchita loy, then it cannot become a shlomim because it was dachli. Now we're going to see later on in the Gemara what Rabbi Yochanan was coming to disagree with Shmuel. So as of now, the Gemara is assuming that when Shmuel said this rule of kol shebechatos meisa bepesach karav shlomim, he said it across the board. And we know that there's five chatois that the Mishnah tells us are meisais. A chatos that was meisa baleo, a tumuras chatos, that you make a tumura out of a karav chatos, a vlad chatos, which means a chatos is always a nekeva by definition, so if she has a baby, that baby is also, it gets kedushas chatos, but it has to die. that's three. Then kipu balea, that the owners brought another carbon, so they were ready yaitzeh, so now this one's extra. And the last one is alvar shnasa, that it becomes more than a year old. The chatas has to be within the year. Once it's more than a year old, so then it has to be mesa. So we're thinking now that all these five cases, the parallel by a Karban Pesach, if any one of these five things happened to the Karban Pesach, obviously Vlad Pesach is not negev, because Vlad Pesach is it's a zachar, but the other four would happen to the Karban Pesach, the din would be that it becomes a shlamim, wherever a chatas is raya, which we'll see later on in the Gemara, when a chatas is raya, so then, hu adin, by a Karban Pesach, it's going to be raya. So on that fact, the Gemara, maskev la Rabbi Yosef, the fact of Rabbi Yosef, uklalohu, is this a rule? A chatos that becomes more than a year goes to pasture, it's not mesa. So without getting into, I just told you before that a chatos that was over shnasa is brought as a is mesa, and over here the Gemara is saying that a chatos over shnasa goes to riyah. So the Gemara asked this kashan tamura, and the Gemara is mechalak in two different cases. One case was that it was stam, became more than a year old. In one case, is it was lost, and by the time it was found, it was already more than a year old. But without getting into that now, lemaisa, there is a chatos she'avar shnasa, which the halacha is that it goes for ria, that it's not starved to death, but rather you let it pasture until it gets a mum, you sell it, and you use its money to purchase a carbon oil for ketzem mizbeach. Darim Shimon Lakish, like Rish Lakish says, chatos she'avar shnasa royin. If you have a chatas that was avar shnasa, so you don't do anything to it, you look at it like it's in the basic forest, meaning the kain obviously can't go in there because he's not allowed to become tamei to go and bring it as a carbon, so it's stuck. So what do? You let it sit there until it gets a mum. So hu adin, this chatas that was avar shnasa, you look at it as if it's stuck in the basic forest, and you let it pasture until it gets a mum. The ilu v'pesach, however, by a carbon pesach, in that same situation when it's over shnasa, okay, I got in the karav shlomim. If a karav pesach becomes more than a year old, it's not raya; rather, it becomes a shlomim. The tanya, kesev, the brisa we just quoted before, kesev the rabbis is a pesach la'aliyah, because you aimer im kesev. The rabbis is a pesach she'over shnasa, u'shlomim abayim machmas a pesach lechom mitzvah shlomim. That a pesach she'over shnasa that became more than a year old, or any other shlomim abayim machmas a pesach, like we said before, which is either ma'aser pesach or chagigas yidalid. They have all the halachas of shlomim, which means to say that they themselves become a shlomim. Sheteunin smicha unesachem utenufas chazav b'shaik. Kishuaymer im eiz hifsika inyan. So then the Torah is being machalak between eiz and kesev to teach us limit al eiz shein tono ala, that only a kesev has an aliyah, whereas an eiz the aliyah is not brought in the mizbeach. But bottom line, the Brisa says befevish that a pesach she'avar shnasa becomes a shlomim. So how can you tell me wherever a chatos is raya, the halacha is by a pesach it's also raya? It's not true. By a chatos she'avar shnasa is raya, and nonetheless by a pesach she'avar shnasa becomes a shlomim. Amalei, so he said to him, ki kamar Shmuel ba'avudim. When Shmuel said this rule of kol shebachatos mesa be pesach karav shlomim be kol shebachatos raya be pesach raya, he wasn't talking across the board. He was only talking about animals that were lost. Any chatos that was lost, that will be mesa, so then by Pesach it's karav shlomim, and any chatos that was lost, that will be raya, so then by Pesach as well it will be raya. But betchuyin, other animals that were pushed away for other reasons, for example, mesa balea, kipu balea, or like we just asked from avar shnasa, so those, lo yamar, he wasn't talking about those. So enechanami, they don't stem with the rule, but the rule was only focusing on avudim. And that, like we said before, it's only a simon anyway, it's not a limud, so it doesn't have to make sense anywhere else besides where he said it. So, kikamer shmu ba'avudim, shmu only said it by avudim, but kudim layamar. The avud mi mishkachas lo, so frankly more, but is the rule true even by avud? It's not true even by avud. Why? Because avrei avudu b'shas afrasha, if it was lost at the time that you were mafresh, right, one karav pesach got lost, so you're already mafresh the second one, and then the first one was found. So in this situation, by a carbon chatos, the Rabbanon, so according to the Shita of the Rabbanon that we're about to quote, to the Riyah Azla, in such a case, that chatos goes to be Raya, it's not Mesa. It would only be considered Mesa according to the Rabbanon if it was found after the Kapara. I mean, you lost the first one, you replace it with the second one. and the first one wasn't found until after you were makriv the second one, so then the first one gets misa. But if the first one was found before the kapara, and therefore technically b'shas kapara, you had the option of bringing either one, so then whichever one is left over doesn't get misa, rather only gets riya. Ditnan. Like we learned in the Mishnah, if a person was mafish akar b'chatas v'av, then he lost it. V'ifish akar tachtel, so he replaced it with another one. V'nim tzasa reshayna, and then the first one was found. So now you have both of them standing in front of you. Ach meim tekarv, so you obviously only makarv one of them. You only have a chiyuv of one carbon chatos. Chatos v'shniya tomos, and the second one gets misa divi rebbe. The chom say no. In chatos meisa, elo shenim tzas lachar shenis kapu bayim. The chatos is only considered a chatos ameisa if it was the first, the one that was lost. The first one was only found after the second one was already brought. So the bayim already have a kapara. But in this situation where it was found before the kapara, and b'shas kapara you had a choice to bring either one, roya, so then it doesn't get misa, rather it gets riya. V'ilu v'pesach, masha'enke nakarim pesach, hechad da'ovad, if it was lost, v'nimtza achar chatzos, and it was found after chatzos, even though it was kedem shchito, so it's comparable to the case of the karma chatos that you found it before the akravo, it was already, you were capable of being makravit, but you weren't makravit as of yet. So who had it over here? You found it after chatzos, so you were capable of bringing the other one, but lamaisa you weren't makravit yet. And nonetheless, we say by karma pesach, karma shlomim, that is brought as a shlomim. Meaning, the Gemara is assuming now, like Reb Zera, that where we started off today, that it's not totally in if you shechted the other one or not, but rather, if it was found before Chatzos, so then you were Deiche B'Yadayim. If it was found after Chatzos, you weren't Deiche B'Yadayim because it wasn't around by Chatzos, and therefore it's going to be Karv Shlomim. So the rules are not the same. By a Karbon Chatos, if the second one was found before you were Makar, the first one, it's Roya. And a Karbon Pesach, the same thing. If the second one was found after Chatzos, before you were Makriv, the first one, it's Karv Shlomim, it's not Roya. And for the Gemara, Shmuel could Rebbe Sirilei. Shmuel doesn't hold like the Rabbanon. Shmuel holds like Rebbe, who in the Bais, in the Mishnah we quoted just now, disagrees with the Rabbanon. The Amar Avudu Misa Azla. He holds that if it was lost, even when it was found before the Kapara, it gets Misa. So then the rules are the same. Frankly, the Gemara, they're still not the same, because Vahakal Avudu Rebbe Misa, according to Rebbe, every animal that was Avud gets Misa. V'ilu b'pesach, masha enkin by karm pesach, hechel da'ovid kaidim chatzois, if it was lost before chatzois, v'nimtza kaidim chatzois, and then the one that was lost was found before chatzois, roya. Because even according to Reb Zera, that, who says that it was found before the shechita, it could still be kosher, it wasn't dachar b'yadayim, that's only when it was found after chatzois. But he agrees that the Mishnah says it was found before chatzois, and then afa pikein, you didn't bring it, so then it was dachar b'yadayim, and then it's roya. So, this rule of Shmuel can't stem with Rebbe as well, because according to Rebbe, no matter when it's found, it's always Mesa, whereas a Karim Pesach, it's not true. If it was found before Chatzos, it's Raya, so it's not true. We don't say Kol Shabbat is Mesa, but Pesach Karim Shlomim, it's not true. Sometimes it's Karim Shlomim, sometimes it's Raya. So the either Pesach, Hekat, the other Kaidim Chatzos, the Nimsa Kaidim Chatzos, if it was lost before Chatzos and found before Chatzos, Raya. So then, that one that was found is Raya, it's not Karv as a Shlomim. And for the Gemara, Kaidim Chatzos Lav Avudu. That one that was lost before Chatzos and found before Chatzos is not considered lost. Why? Because the Rava, like Rava says over there in Tmura, Legabi Achatas that was lost, the Amar Rava Avedis Lailo Shma Aveda. If you lost a Karv Achatas at night, at night we know you can't bring a bonus. A bonus can only be brought by day. So if you lost the Karban Pesach by night, Karban Chatzos by night, and you found it that night before the morning, before it was ready for Akrava. So Rava says over there in Tmura that it doesn't have a din of a Chatzos that was lost. And the reason is because it was never lost at a time that it was ready for Akrava. El Araya, and therefore it will stop being an extra Karban Chatzos, and it doesn't get Misa, even according to Rebbe. Oh, so sorry, I read wrong. It's not considered Aveda. And therefore, it will get real. So Huadin, a Karban Pesach that was lost before Chatzos, and found before Chatzos, since a Karban Pesach is not Roy to be brought until Chatzos, so it's just like losing a Karban Chatzos at night, that just like over there, it doesn't get a din of Misa, so Huadin over here, it doesn't get a din to be Karav Shlomim, rather gets it in to be Roya, and the rule of Shmuel is true. Frakti Gemara al Roya le Rebbe Hekem Mishkachas Lo. Shmuel said a rule like this: wherever by a chatos the din is Misa, so by a Pesach it becomes a Shlomim. Wherever by a chatos, when it's lost, the din is that it's Roya, so then by a Pesach the din is it's Roya as well. By a chatos, according to Rebbe, it's never going to be Roya, because if it was lost at night, it's not called lost. And if it was lost by day, whether it was found before the kapar or whether it was found after the kapar, either way, Rebbe says it's mesa. So when is the case that we could apply the second half of Rebbe's rule, of Shmuel's rule, that wherever by a chatos is Roya, by a Pesach it's also Roya? There is no case of Roya according to Rebbe. El Roya the Rebbe Hefer Mishkachas. What's the case of Roya according to Rebbe? And for the Gemara, Kedar Baishia, the case of Roya according to Rebbe would be like Rabbi Shia. The Ar Rabbi Shia, Hifrish Techatois. If somebody was mafrish two animals for a karma chatos, lachrayis, that the second one should be lachrayis for the first one. He knows he's a shlomazel and he may lose one, and he knows he needs a karma chatos. So he initially, when he was mafrish two, just in case. The second one is lachrayis, in case I lose the first one, so then I'll be makrif the second one. So over here, it's not pshat that you lost it and because of that it got messed up and it was replaced with something else. Initially, when you were makdish, you were makdish too, to begin with. So says Rabbi Ishiya, hipishtei chatois achrayis, in such a situation when someone is makdish two chatois for achrayis and skapar b'achas mehem, so you bring one of them as a kapara, ushniya, and the second one, tira, ends up being roya, it's not a chatos mesa, because over here the kedusha never got messed up, and initially that's how you were makdish it. So therefore, its halacha is that it's roya till it gets a mum. You sell it and you use the money for ketz mizbeach. So Rashi says over here, be'etzim, without going any further, the Gemara could have said that's very nice that that's such a case, but we're saying a rule in avuda, whichever chatos that's lost and is mesa, so by pesach it becomes a shlomim. Whichever chatos that's lost and is roya, so then the comparable case by Pesach is going to also be Roya. This has nothing to do with Avuda. This is extra even without getting lost, because initially you were Makdish too. We could have asked this, says Rashi, but since we had a different Kasha to ask, so we asked the other Kasha instead. So the Gemara asks, Frekta Gemara v'ha ilu b'Pesach ki agavin, in this similar situation by Karim Pesach, Karim Shlomim, it would not be Roya. It would be brought as a Shlomim, because that's mamash a real Moser Pesach. One of the examples of Moser Pesach that we've been saying the whole time is that you have an extra animal. So a classic case of that would be the same idea. A Chabura thought that they were afraid that they might lose their Karm Pesach. So initially, when they were Makdish too, and the second one was done all tonight, that if the first one gets lost, that it will be Achrayas for the first one. So if in the event that you didn't lose the first one, so now it's extra, so it becomes a Shlomim. So again, the rule doesn't stem. Shmuel doesn't hold like Rebbe. Rather, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, the Omar, who says over there in Mesechas Temuras, Chamesh Chatois Mesois, that there are five Chatois that are Mesois, and the Halacha Mishnah Messina says that they have to be put to death, and it goes across the board. It makes no difference. So a Chatois that became Ovid, it makes no difference when it was found, before Kapar, after Kapar. There's no time that it's ever Roya. It's always across the board going to go Lemisa. So who had in a Karm Pesach, as if it was lost before Chatzais, that's not called lost, like we said before. But after if it was lost after Chatzais, no matter what, whether it was found before the Shechita, whether it was found after the Shechita, across the board, it's brought as a it's going to be brought as a Shlom. Frakti Gemara, V'Roya L'Reb Shimon Lesley, Klal, Reb Shimon doesn't hold that there's ever an example of Roya. And Shmuel said two sides of the rule. Kol Shebechatos Mesa B'Pesach Kar Shlomim, Kol Shebechatos Roya B'Pesach Roya. But there is no case of Chatos according to Reb Shimon that's Roya. And for the Gemara, Shmuel Nami Chalaka Amar. You're right, Shmuel didn't say the rule both ways. He only said one, meaning that which we quoted before was a mistake. Shmuel just said Kol Shebechatos Mesa B'Pesach Kar Shlomim. He never said the second half of the rule, Kol Shebechatos Roya B'Pesach Roya, because there is no case of Chatos that is ever Roya. So Shmuel Nami Chalaka Amar. Shmuel only said one rule, one way, not the both ways. Kol Shebechatos Mesa B'Pesach Kar Shlomim. If that's the case, my Kamashalim, what's he coming to say? And for the Gemara, Lafukim Rabbi Yochanan is coming to come Lafuke from Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who we quoted originally, who argued on Shmuel, and he said, Eina Pesach Karav Shlomim Ela Shenimta Achar Shechita. A Karav Pesach is not Karav Shlomim automatically. It's only Karav Shlomim if it was found after the Shechita of the replacement. But it, Abel Kedim Shechita, but it was found before the replacement. Then Loi, then it's not going to be, over there it's not going to become a Shlomim because you were Doicher B'Yadayim, and rather it's going to be Raya. So Alma Shechita Kava. So that means Rebbe Yochanan holds that it's totally in the Shechita, meaning in the Machlokes that we started today with, Rabba and Reb Zeira, if it's totally in when it was found before Chatzais or after Chatzais, or is it totally in being found before the Shechita or after the Shechita, Reb Yochanan is obviously coming to say that it's totally in being found before the Shechita versus after the Shechita, as long as it was found before the Shechita. So then the halacha is that you are doicha b'yadayim and it's going to be raya. Only if it was found after the Shechita, then we're going to say it becomes a shlomim. Kamash alon, that's what Rebbe is telling us. No. Kol shebachatas meisa, wherever by a chatas it dies, by a pesach it becomes a shlomim. And since by a karban chatas it dies across the board, whether it was found before the kapara or after the kapara, so huadin, by a karban pesach, whether it was found before, after the Shechita, or even if it was found before the Shechita, either way, it's going to be a Shlomim, and it's not going to be considered Dachi V'yadayim. Why? Because he holds not like Reb Zeira, not like Rabba, but rather like Reb Zeira, the Chatzais cover, that it's not totally in the Shechita, but rather the cutoff line is Chatzais. If it was found before Chatzais over there, it's not called Ovid, like we said, but in that case, it's Taka Dachi V'yadayim, and it will be Raya. But if it was found after Chatzais, since Bishas Chatzais, which is Kaveya, to make it roy for shlomim, since at the time for Pesach, since at that time it wasn't roy for Karban Pesach because it was lost, so therefore even if it was found later, it's not considered dachav yadayim, and therefore it itself is brought as a shlomim. Lishna achrina, there was another version of this Shmuel that in the Shach of Itaria, that when we asked the kasha originally that the rules don't match, that by a chatos sometimes it's mesa, whereas by a Karban Pesach, in the comparable case, it would be Raya. So going back to that Kasha, Lishna Achrina, when we ask, if it was lost, and found after Chatzais, Kedem Shechita, before the Shechita, Yikariv Shlomim, it's brought as a Shlomim. Again, assuming like Reb Zeira, that the cutoff is the Shechita, the cutoff is Chatzais and not the Shechita. So in this case, the Pesach would be brought as a Shlomim, even though the parallel case by a Karban Chatos would be Raya. So according to this Lishna Achrina, the Gemara answers Shmuel Kerab Asirlei. Originally, we answered that he held like either Rebbe or Reb Shimon, and even by a Chatos, in that case, the halacha is it would be Mesa. But now he's saying that Shmuel doesn't hold. Instead, we're answering not that Shmuel holds like Shimon or Rabbi, but rather Shmuel holds like Rabba, that by a Karban Pesach, the Amar Shechita Kava, that by a Karban Pesach, the Shechita is the Kaveya, and therefore, if it was lost after Chatzais and found before the Shechita, by a Pesach would be Raya. So it's mamish the same as a Karban Chatos. Just like the Rabbanim say by a Karban Chatos, that if it's found before the Kapara, the Halacha is Raya. So who adin by a Karban Pesach, if it was found before the Hakravo, before the Shechita of the other one, it would be Raya. So they're mamash the same. So Shmuel Rabba Sirle, Shmuel holds like Rabba, Dama Shechita Kova. Fetimah, how could you say that Shmuel holds like Rabba? V'amidakam, Rabbi Yochanan came to argue on Shmuel. And since Rabbi Yochanan said Allah on this statement to Shmuel, that Eina Pesach Karav Shlomim, that a Karav Pesach doesn't become a Shlomim, Ela Shenimza HaKashchita, unless it was found after the Shechita. Avokledim Shechita, however, if it was found before the Shechita Loi, it's not Karav Shlomim, rather it's Roya. So if Rabbi Yochanan was coming to argue on Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's totally in Shechita, Alma Shechita Kavah, must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shechita is Kaveya like Rabba, Michal the Shmuel Savar, Chatzais Kavah, must be he understood from Shmuel that it's not totally in the Shas HaShechita, but rather it's totally in Chatzais. If it was found after Chatzais, it's not Dachoy, and only when it was found before Chatzais do we say it's Dachoy. So this teretz is not a good teretz to say that when we ask the Kasha and Shmuel that the rules don't stim, because by a Chatos, sometimes it's Roya, whereas a Karban Pesach, that parallel case is going to be Karav Shlomim. So we wanted to answer that by saying that no, in that parallel case it's not Karav Shlomim because Shmuel holds like Rabba. It's not true. Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabba. He holds like Reb Zeira. So we're back to our Kasha. According to Reb Zeira, if it was found after Chatzaisis Karav Shlomim, the parallel case of a Karav by a Karav Machatos, the halacha is going to be that it's Roya. So Elos, rather, says the Gemara, Shmuel Karebi Sirle, we have to go back to the original Teretz, that Shmuel doesn't hold like the Rabbanon, that it was found, if the Chatos that was lost and found before Kapara gets Re'iyah, rather he holds like Rebbe, that the Amar Avudu L'Misa Azla, who says that if it was lost, no matter when it was found, whether it was found before the Kapara or it was found after the Kapara, either way it gets Misa, so then they match. Just like by a Karban Pesach, any time it was found after Chatzais, whether it was found before the Shechita or whether it was found after the Shechita, either way it becomes a Shlomim, who had by a Chatos, whether it was found before the Kapara or after the Kapara, either way, it's Mesa. So then the rule stims. Kol Sheva Chatos Mesa, the Pesach Kar Shlomim. Says the Gemara of Vaha Kol Avud and the Rebbe Mesim, the same Kasha we asked before, according to the first question. If that's the case, according to Rebbe, all Chatos get Mesa. There's no Chatos that ever gets Ria. V'ilu B'Pesach, Masha Egen B'Kar B'Pesach, Hecha Da'avu Kodim Chatzais, V'Nimtza Kodim Chatzais, if it would be lost before Chatzais and found before Chatzais, Raya, in that case, it would be Raya. So the rule is not true. You can't say that wherever by a Chatzais it's Mesa, by a Pesach it's automatically Karav Shlomim, because there is a case by Pesach that it's lost and found before Chatzais, where it's Raya, even though by a Karav Chatzais, no matter when it's lost, it's always going to be Mesa. So the Gemara says, the same terrors that we said according to the first Lashon, Kasava Kaidim Chatzais Lav Avadu. If it was lost before Chatzais and found before Chatzais, it's not considered Avud. Like we said before, just like a Rava says that a Chatzais that was lost that night is not considered Avud, because it was lost at a time that wasn't right for a Kapara. So Hu Adin, a Karban Pesach that was lost before Chatzais, so that's like night for the Karban Pesach, because it's not right for a Krava until Chatzais, so that's not called Avud. So in that case, Anachanam, it's Roya, but it's not Avud. Any case that it's called Avud, meaning any case that it was lost and not found till after Chatzais, whether it was found before the Shechita or it was found after the Shechita, since he holds like Reb Zeira, either way, by a Karban Pesach, it's going to be a Shlomim, and that's Mamash like a Karban Chatzis, because the Karban Chatzis, no matter when it's lost by day, it's going to be Mesa, who other than a Karban Pesach, no matter when it's lost after Chatzais, it's going to be Karban Shlomim. Now, if that's the case, you're going to ask me, so then the second half of the rule is not true. Kol Sheva Chatzis Roya, the Pesach Roya, because there is no case of a Chatzis that's Roya. So Anachanam, you're going to have to say, like we said before, that he only said one half. If that's the case, you're going to have a Kasho, so what's his Chiddush? Mika Bishlam, if he's coming to say that there's a case of Pesach that's Roya, so that was Gufa's Chiddush. But now that there is no case of Pesach that's Roya, so what's his Chiddush? So Teretz is, his Chiddush is, like we said before, to teach us the Chatzis is Kaveya, and not that the Shechitah is Kaveya like Rabbah. So the Gemara in the first lesson goes through a long shock of tithe to say that, but over here it just says it short, because we already know it. It just says v'kasavar, and according to this, you're going to have to say that Shmuel holds chatzais kava, the chatzais is kaveya like Reb Zeira, and that was Gufa Shmuel's Kiddush to say that chatzais is kaveya. He only taka said one way. Kol shebachatzais meisa bepesach karav shlomim. He never spoke about Ria, because there is no case of Ria. And he was Gufa coming to say that Chatzais is the Kaveya, as opposed to saying the Shechita is Kaveya, to teach us that he holds like Reb Zeira, and not that he holds like Rabbah, that it's totally in the Shechita. Says the Mishnah, Hamavrish Nekeva Lepischai. If someone separated, was Makdish, a Karban Pesach, a female. Now we know that a Karban Pesach has to be Dafka, a male. So the initial Kedusha from minute one was never a valid Kedusha. Or a similar case, Zachar ben Shtei Shalim. He was Makdish a male, but it was in the second year already, and a Karban Pesach has to be Dafka within its year. So Yirat Sheyistayev, so the halacha is, even though one might say that the Kedusha is not Chal in the first place, because at the time that you were Makdish, it wasn't Roy for that Kedusha, nonetheless, we don't say that. We say that the Kedusha is Chal, but obviously, you can't be Makrivit, therefore it has to pasture until it gets a Mum. The Yimacher, and then you sell the people Damav L'Nedav L'Shlomim. So over here it's very not clear in the Girsa over here. The people Damav L'Nedav usually means that it goes to the Nedav, means the fund in that they had in the Beis HaMikdash for Keitzah Mizbeach, which were oilers. But then the Gemara says L'Shlomim. So some, and that's the way the Girsa is in the Mishnah, is some take out the word L'Shlomim, and the Gemara is the people Damav L'Nedav. Rashi was gerus the other way around. Rashi seemed not to be gerus the word nedava, and rather he was only gerus the yiplu dam of l'shlamim, which means to say that after it gets a mummy, you sell it. You don't give the money to the ketzam mizbeach fund. Rather, you take the money and you purchase a karm l'shlamim with it. But either way, the kedusha takes effect over here. But meikar, it's not right for anything, and therefore it itself will not have akrava. Rather, you sell it and you use the money for akrava for l'shlamim. Hamafish pischai umes. Let's say a different case. Someone was mafish karm pesach and then he died. And we're talking about that all the bialim died over here. We'll see in the Gemara like that. And therefore now we have a karm pesach that doesn't have any bialim. And we'll see weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss that. When did he die? Before chatzais, after chatzais? That we'll all discuss. So the halacha is lo yavienu bano vacherov l'shem pesach. So the son who's alive can't say, oh, he's the Yerush, so now I could bring it as my carbon Pesach. Rather, Elo L'Shem Shlomim. It loses its ability to be carbon Pesach, again, like we'll explain in the Gemara, because it's a Pesach without any Bialim. A Pesach without any Bialim can't exist, so automatically it becomes possible from a carbon Pesach, and it transforms into a Shlomim. And therefore, the son who's the Ashens, it can't bring it as a carbon Pesach. Rather, when he's going to be Makrivit, he has to be Makrivit as a Moisa Pesach, as a carbon Shlomim. Okay. Fair comparison.